James Murphy. That's how I love to answer my phone every single day, waiting for those seekers of success who are coming to find the answers and the solutions to achieve everything in life. This is the second podcast of the year in 2013, and I'm so excited because I'm not going to talk to you about goals. We talked about that last time and about how 88% of you are probably going to not achieve your goals. And that 88% is all the people who are not listening to this podcast, of course, because we're not focusing on the goals. We're focusing on the strategies to help get you to achieve your goals. So this week's strategies are three simple thought strategies on some new thinking for you. I put them in an interesting little way, nice little presentation, a little outside the box. So you got to do a little visualization, like pretending you're reading a newspaper. If you're driving, of course, always keep your eyes open. And if you're not driving, you know what? Always keep your eyes open, because you never know where the opportunities are going to come for growth. So here we go. Thought of the week this week. Imagine you're reading a newspaper with the headlines, "Success in 2012, dead at the scene." And as you continue to read farther, the newspaper article says, "Hey, success in 2012 was pronounced dead at the scene today after police discovered his twisted and broken body at the bottom of a deep ravine. What was initially thought to be a suicide was later classified as a homicide, as physical evidence at the crime scene pointed towards definite signs of a struggle." Apparently, success in 2012 went for a walk at looking toward a brighter future point. While admiring the sunset, 2012 was snuck up from behind by three suspects who robbed him blind. After a brief struggle, 2012 was pushed to his limits and went over the edge of the fiscal cliff. Police are currently looking for three suspects in the case, so be on the lookout for the following individual negative thoughts, those killers of success. The ringleader of the game is, "I'll just start tomorrow." He's to be considered armed and very dangerous. You'll find him lurking in the evening shadows of no energy and along the path of least resistance. He loves to sabotage success by blowing up any opportunity to do something different that will create a change today. He loves finding reasons, excuses, and justifications for not doing the things that matter most now. One of his favorite sayings is, "Why do today what you can put off until tomorrow?" His right-hand man is, "I don't know." "I don't know" is the child of no self-confidence and can usually be found whenever there's a decision to be made that will probably be unpopular. He's a great deflector of responsibility, creator of complacency, and absolutely detests leadership. "I don't know" eats taking initiative, being creative, and building a better life for breakfast. He's the archenemy of personal truth and a purposeful life. The last known accomplice of the three is, "Hey, it's no big deal." If a person's lucky enough to get past "I'll start tomorrow" and "I don't know," then "no big deal" shows up to steal success right out from under your nose. He's the killer of celebrating the person's ability to overcome adversity, take risk, feel a sense of achievement, and anchor in success to feel better and better and better. Because when those four personal experiences are stolen, work no longer seems worth the reward, and all hope for a brighter future flies right out the door. These three criminals are responsible for the murder of success in 2012. Three powerful strategies is just when you hear yourself saying, "Well, I'll just start tomorrow," remember that it is the time to start now. It's not about when you fall off the wagon, it's about how fast can you get back on. And when that "I don't know" shows up, the bottom line is, "I don't know" is good because it gives you an opportunity to try something new, manage some risk. And confidence only comes from building competence, and competence only comes from making decisions that work and decisions that don't. And of course, if you're struck with "no big deal," it's no big deal. Just do the opposite. Make it be a big deal. Nothing's too small to celebrate. Make it a huge deal. Because the bottom line is, that's what will allow you to keep long-term change in the long, long term. So as you know, be powerful in 2013, right? It's critical for the safety of success in 2013. Right? An award of an amazing life has been posted for anyone with information leading to the whereabouts of these three poor belief systems and their immediate arrest. As always, you know you can call, email, text, or anytime. James Murphy, 919-745-7569 is my cell phone. Text me, email me, let me know what's going on. Give me your feedback on these podcasts. Give me your feedback on what you want to see next. Claim your reward, and as always, oh, by the way, if you know somebody who's a man, or a woman, even a monkey. I probably have never coached a monkey before, but a monkey might be nice someday. You know what? If you know somebody that was a total random thought, just trying to keep it real here. If you know somebody who's struggling in their relationships, you know, I specialize in relationship work. If you know somebody who's struggling in their finances, have them give me a call. If you know somebody who's just struggling with a life purpose or work themselves into a career that they just feel they can't get out of, these are some interesting times, of course. So call as always. I put my money where my mouth is first. I donate my time to see if we're a good fit. So if you know anybody, keep going on. You seekers of success, keep seeking. Keep looking for a way. Keep finding a new path. And as always, do something different. Be bold. Live a fearless life. And until we talk again next time, be outstanding.